Hello.
Hi, Nate. It's Paul calling back. Yeah, I'm not sure if you heard the computer lady said you've been kicked from this conference and then hung up on both of us.
I did. I was like, what happened?
So all of our phone calls are generated by the computer. They're all outbound through a VoIP server, voice over internet protocol. The reason for that is if we do, as we did in this case, get to the voice verification, that part of the call has to be recorded through the computer. It does unfortunately mean that sometimes we get kicked out, as we did just there. So what I was saying, we'll make sure that all of your information is accurate. If for some reason you decide to hire someone else, just let us know so we can make sure that they're listing your business the same way that we are. And then with the cost of the service being reduced, with the setup fee waived, with the website included, with it being, of course, a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, which I'll actually be waiving, will be charged today, the 14th of December, in the very reduced total amount of just $249.00. Again, Nate, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. And, of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the Facebook ads, the social media campaign is included, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Again, Nate, that website, the initial construction, hosting, maintenance, and updating of that website is included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. Again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, which means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you need to go on vacation, end up with more work than you can handle, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Mito, all that we do request is that you would contact our client support team to prevent charges to your next month of service at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Nate, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Nate, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, and pretty much the only other order of business on my end is to set up that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do request a one-hour window, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Looks like the first available would actually be 7 a.m. tomorrow. I don't know if that's too early for you. Certainly would understand if it is. We've got an 8, 9, 10. Looks like just about at least every hour has got at least one spot available up to and including 3 o'clock with the one exception of the lunch break at 12. So did you want something early or midday?
How long would that meeting go for?
It takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It would get you right at or very near the top of the hour, get you off the phone about half an hour after that.
You could do 7 a.m., believe it or not. I'm an early bird.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
Yes, sir.
It'll be scheduled from 7 until 8. The call itself, though, would, like I said, take about half an hour. You're going to get an automated email reminder at 6 o'clock, then an hour prior to that scheduled call. And in just about a minute or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is more for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although some people do, and there's no problem if you do. Let's see. Just in case, I may or may not be on that call. I probably will not be. I've got a meeting right at 7 o'clock, so if they're able to call you at 7, I'll be in that meeting. But if I am available, I'll be on the first part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. If not, they're going to call you on their own. They'll have your file and do a good job of it. But I did want to add a little bit of extra security here on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us moving forward and telling us that that they are with Tri-County Junk, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we will probably ask you for the answer to the question. Anyone who calls you moving forward, telling you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they will first of all need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Yes, we could do the city I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Yes, it'll be Modesto.
Modesto? Okay, I have to type it in twice. You're all set there. And then you should have received both the welcome email as well as an initial invoice email. The invoice email is the one that I'd want you to open up right now. It looks like our system has sent that one first. You'll get the welcome email in a minute or two. But if you open up the Local Splash initial invoice email that says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is located below, then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked.
I just have to add the, I'm on my phone, I have to add the account, the Google account, because I have my personal account. I want to find it, but I'm doing that right now. Try County Water Junk 2020 at gmail.com. Password. Oops. Okay, I'm not on. I'm not sure I'm going on. Okay, now I'm into the email. Okay. Okay, this says I'm on. No, on the wrong email. There we go. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, Local Splash support, Local Splash. I see welcome, and I see action needed.
Oh, yeah, you got that other one, too. Yeah, that's the one that we need you to see. I'll talk to you about that other one in just a second here.
Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Right. And then you click on the click here. It goes to Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Got it. Yep. Okay. And then it says I have to click those boxes.
Yeah, you can scroll past it and see everything that we're going to do here for you. The website's included. The Facebook ads are included. I don't want to walk you through everything, but yeah, I agreed to receive SMS messages. Of course, those are text messages through the computer. Then I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. The longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So, of course, it is case sensitive. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, as it appears just above it in the box itself, then click on the confirm signature box to the right of it. That's actually going to do a couple of few things. It does, of course, let us know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we are including the website. It does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that. When it asks you for a username and a password, just let me know when you see that next screen.
I do. I see it.
Okay. Nate, you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from our automated system. As the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really the case. So it is asking you to log in. Now, we do, of course, have to do the client interview first for there to be something to track, but once we do that client interview, you'll receive by text and email both a username and a default password. You can change the password once you get into your account if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine. I can give you the username. That cannot be changed, and it has already been assigned. Luckily, it's very easy for you to remember because it's your phone number. The area code is included, but just the numbers. So no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, the username is just the numbers 916-349-6703. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. In fact, I'm going to send you that calendar invite to your email inbox. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And it's got your username, your name, and then your actual phone number. Now, this client, the calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, but it's totally fine if you do. It just gives me an email that says that you responded to it. Client support team will respond to it and let us know that they've received it as well. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be, though, the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going. If you can start in the meantime, or at least certainly after the phone call, maybe start thinking about any photos that you have. They will give you the photos, PHOTOS, photos at localsplash.com email address. You can email the photos team directly. In truth, though, you can email anything and everything to the support email. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account, and then they will just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, though, I did want to thank you for your patience and your kindness, especially with us getting disconnected there. But it's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and I do hope that our meeting ends fast enough and that they might be running a little bit late so I can talk to you tomorrow around 7:05.
No problem. Thank you, Paul, for the information and getting me signed up here. And I'm really hoping to see, you know, a lot of positive stuff going forward, and I'm sure I will.
We're excited, absolutely. Looking forward to getting it done for you. I appreciate you, Nate. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye now.